It's Monday, January 27th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, bronies with speech impediments, plus the anal sleeper hold, 50 orgasms a day, and Merkin mannequins. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
Oh, I love it when the balls hit my clit. Take me, boo. Get your hand out of your ass.
You are a faggot!
Best food!
Get off my phone!
Get off my phone!
Hey everybody, welcome to Distorted View Daily. My name is Tim Henson, and for many of you, I should say, good morning! It's DV in the AM with Tim the Turd Man. Yes, we are trying once again to post the show in the early hours of the morning so you guys will have it for your morning commute. Honestly, I had no idea the importance cum farts and granny tranny porn had on your drive to work, but apparently it's how many of you freaks want to start your day, so I'm going to do my best to post these shows earlier. Many of you guys right now are probably pulling out of your driveway, making that trek to work. Oh, and it's cold outside, right? And it's treacherous across a lot of the United States. We've just been bombarded with snow. How about a nice piping hot cum fart to warm you up this morning? Oh no, it's the cum fart alarm!
Cum farts!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh. Oh, yeah, show it to me, baby.
Cum fart!
Yeah, that's your 720 cum fart on Distorted View. DV in the morning, cum fart! Ow! If you are new to Distorted View Daily, congratulations. You've just stumbled upon a very dumb program. If you didn't like the morning cum fart, I highly suggest you just turn off the podcast, find something else, because it's all downhill from here. We've got a lot of audio to share with you today. First up, you know, we've played a lot of ghetto ass fighting. It's funny to me for a couple of reasons. One, just listening to black people talk is hilarious. Two, it gives me the chance to look down upon people because, you know, I am better than the trash I am featuring. I'm white and racist. No, of course, I love all people except the Jews. You know how I feel about the Jews. All right. What the hell is this? Is this Jew music? This is Jew music. Oh. I'm not doing this. The Jews have infiltrated my system. I'll get you, Jews. Crafty thieves. Okay. Beautiful music. I thought Christian rock was bad. This shit is unbearable. Although, the music that I most closely associate with the Jews is that music. It sounds like, you know, yeah, like this. Oh, yeah. It sounds like half the people playing the instruments are drunk. Of course they're drunk. They just witnessed a rabbi sucking a bloody newborn's dick. I'd be drinking too. Weird. Do you guys have the right sheet music? Because it sounds like y'all are playing different songs. Alright, enough with the Jews. What was I talking about here? Blacks. No, we play a lot of, like, ghetto fighting. Today we've got a spin on the old classic. These are a couple of very, very effeminate gay men fighting. Let's see which of these fruits get shot first.
No weapon.
Oh, sorry, that's a problem. No weapon.
We got some ground rules up in this bitch. No weapons.
Okay, come on, no weapon.
I have a question.
No weapon.
Do your French tip nails count as a weapon?
Oh, y'all gonna do
come
that
on. Man? Come on. No. Go to the concrete. Go
that
to the concrete.
That's smart over there with her neighbors and all those people out there. Anybody can call the
just
holy
her.
Mother of shit. I'd recognize that mushmouth idiot anywhere. That's the customer service representative I dealt with from Lenovo.
Thank you for calling Lenovo. How could I help you?
Over there, what her name is, and all those people out there, anybody can call
them. Just find her.
I think you just said that my IBM ThinkPad's going to be shipped next day air from UPS. Thank you, sir. Finally, I got a response from Lenovo. I just had to tune into World Star Hip Hop.
It's a finishing.
Ain't no shoes out here. Ain't nothing out here.
Bring my phone, Camilla.
I'm going to show you. You dead ass wrong. I tried to avoid your faggot ass. Your bald head is that
beautiful. Just come fight her. Just come fight her. Just come fight her. Put the shoes on. Put the shoes on and fight her.
Is y'all crazy, bro?
I ain't
crazy for
shit. She threw shit and hit me.
She threw shit and hit me.
Okay, fight her, Red. Fight her.
Wait, let me get my phone. Wait.
You better stop recording. Stop recording.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Let her up. Let her up.
Let her up. Now the guy who was saying he was gonna fight is the one who got his ass kicked.
Wait, no. Okay, wait. Let him fight.
Y'all wanna go? Go ahead.
Let him fight.
Y'all wanna fight?
I mean, it doesn't really matter who's who. Okay.
Y'all wanna fight?
Yeah.
Y'all wanna
Ooh.
Fight?
Hold on, let
us know. Okay, that's it. It's over.
Gay ghetto fights are the best because you can get a drag queen as a referee.
Okay, that's it, Red. You got her. You got her, Red.
Your shit is my shit, bitch.
You got her.
Oh, I've got to make that a sound clip. You'll be hearing that again real soon on Distorted View.
Your shit is my shit, bitch.
You got her.
I love that. All right, moving on now. I've got some bad porn acting / WWF moves.
Now, I'm saying you're doing this for me. The scoot away from the cock. I've got to be able to get it up your ass. That's the whole point of what you're doing.
So this girl is having trouble accepting the cock in her ass. She's trying to scoot away from the dick. And he's like, bitch. The whole point of the scene is I gotta fuck you in the ass.
In an anal scene.
It's about.
She's being a little bitchy about things. She's saying, look, it hurts.
Get it, damn girl. Had to resort to this a few times with a few girls. Come here.
So he's lifting her up. He's sitting down on the couch, and he lifts her up on top of him and is going to place his dick inside of her.
Come here. Yeah, run from that.
Like a sleeper hole.
I can't run from the anal full Nelson.
Oh, I'm sorry, an anal full Nelson.
I can't run.
I'm not sure if this is an awful porn clip or the best one I've ever seen in my life. She's still trying to get away. Finally, he gets her down on the ground, lifts her ass up, and just drills her hole.
I'm with the bitch, damn it.
Yes.
I reached my level.
You've reached the next level.
Yeah.
What did it for you, baby? What was it that helped?
The full anal Nelson helped her achieve the highest level. Wow. She didn't get the fireworks, though. Better look next time, bitch. All right, next up, I've got a great clip here of a brony. And what really sets this clip apart from all the other shitty brony clips on YouTube is that this brony has a speech impediment. So not only is he talking about dreaming about ponies, he's doing it with an inability to pronounce the letter R properly. I'm sorry, properly. Take it away, you fantastic retard. Weetard.
Hello, YouTube. This is John White, beloved or hated brony. And I'm here to tell you about something pony-related. No, it's not a rant about me thinking Jane Celestia died and resurrected herself in a Canterlot wedding.
I'm already lost.
Patty cake. Patty
there we
cake.
Go. Give me some rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread. Gotta get me some. Patty cake.
A That's my favorite YouTube video of someone who has a speech impediment. Someone who's actually working as a jingle singer. Everyone's always quoting the rainbow bread part, but you really get a sense of her speech impediment when she sings a jingle for Kilpatrick bread. There's just simply too many L's and R's for her. Her mind is blown.
Patty cake, patty cake, Kilpatrick bread.
Kilpatrick! I mean, she cannot process that. Her mouth just explodes.
Kilpatrick bread.
Kilpatrick! All right, let's get back to this brony here. I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic. I don't know how much of this I can take. I don't know what the fuck he's saying. I guess he's had a pony-related dream.
So, what are my pony-related dreams? Well, the first night, it was something quite awesome. Princess Cadence was my therapist and counselor. I was like...
Speech therapist?
The handsome young autistic stallion in that...
Wait. I don't want to miss a word of this. Let's start that sentence over.
So, what are my pony-related dreams? Well, the first night, it was something quite awesome. Princess Cadence was my therapist and counselor. I was like the handsome young autistic stallion in that dream. And she was the beautiful young princess therapist or counselor.
A princess therapist. And she is counseling you, the handsome young autistic stallion. Your words, not mine. Thank you, Windows 3.1. He actually has several dreams. I can't deal with that today, but let's finish up this dream where she's a pony therapist.
She was the type of being who had years and years of experience with autistic individuals and doesn't mind a single thing that is told to her. Anyways, in that dream, I came to her and said that I've had a bad day. I told her that bad guys were chasing me, John Delancey was on a mission to take over Atlanta, which looked like a huge metropolis and somehow had the Statue of Liberty in it. Sorry, there was a little bug. And that a shocking mutational change that occurred in me after having been bitten by a radioactive spider.
Oh boy.
Marvel, please welcome your newest superhero, Spider Pony. I was showing her that I could climb walls and ceilings, and I could shoot web. I was also super...
Oh, I bet you can shoot web, especially when you're thinking about those ponies. Thwap. Speaking of coming, I've got a clip here from a documentary featuring a woman who is constantly having orgasms, up to 50 times a day. You'd think that would be a good thing, but it is very annoying to her.
Most women can only dream of a multiple orgasm, but for Amanda Grice, it's a living nightmare. The 22-year-old suffers from a rare condition, which means she has 50 uncontrollable orgasms every day.
Can she even drive? I wouldn't feel safe with her behind the wheel. You know, if she's at a stoplight and she's all of a sudden gets an orgasm, starts shaking, and her foot hits the gas pedal, and
it can happen anytime
accident.
And anywhere.
Accident happens.
Need a moment?
Yeah. Sorry. Instead of being a beautiful thing like it's supposed to be, it would start becoming more of a nuisance.
Oh, just have another one. Her legs start shaking.
There is currently no medical explanation or cure, so Amanda has to keep active through yoga and the gym just to find relief. Amanda has had her life turned upside down by the condition called persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
Pleasure is supposed to be a good thing.
You've never had sex with me. You'd change your tune about pleasure. Pleasure is a disappointing thing.
But when you have it for too long, it's like eating a lot of candy. Something that's really good and makes you really happy, but then you start getting sick from it because you had so much.
It's like those sugarless gummy bears we were talking about the other day. You eat too many of those, you have explosive shits. It's the same thing. It'd be great if that's what happened to her. She just lost all control of her, like, bowels and everything.
And usually at this point I'd be crying by now.
Her orgasms, or tics, can be triggered by the smallest vibration, even from a car journey.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. No driving.
So the vibration's going through the car.
Just no taking the bus. Really, your best bet is just to walk.
From the road, it's I can feel it onsetting my tics.
Amanda's unusual condition developed when she was just 8 years old.
It would really suck if she was a squirter. Just having to carry around all those extra clothes to change into.
It became so bad, she even considered suicide. But it is only recently that she's had the courage to talk to her family, including older sister Crystal.
Mom, Dad, I can't stop coming.
It makes me sad to know that she would want to kill herself because of this.
Killer orgasms. That's a TLC show right there. One more clip now, and then we will get into the news. I've got a new Utard to share with you. His name is John Bula, and he is another like schizophrenic guy. He believes demons are after him.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Bula.
He's all personality.
How has everybody been doing?
Good.
I know how everybody has been doing.
Oh.
You have been doing terrible.
Oh.
You are doing terrible, rather. You reject God and God's church that I represent. I heard Jesus Christ say that my church is his only church that you don't belong to, so you must go to hell if you don't repent and join my church through baptism by letting me baptize you.
Oh, this guy is a fucking creep. He's not getting anywhere near me.
At this time I'm recording is...
Who would let this guy dunk them in water?
Second video for today. I stayed up all night.
Drown you.
Because this is very important. I've been interrupted by demons many times, calling me on my phone, wasting my time. And my own girlfriend has betrayed me and is rejected by God now and is divorced by me.
Now, I should say, he posts his phone number in the comments, you know, in the description on his YouTube page. Of course people are going to call him. Those are the demons.
An assistant of Britney Spears. Maybe we'll get back together, but I doubt it.
Wait a second. He's dating an assistant of Britney Spears?
It was an assistant of Britney Spears. Maybe we'll get back together, but I doubt it. I really get tired of what she's been saying to me. I don't like what she said, so...
It's not her. It's the demon that's possessing her.
As far as I'm concerned, it's over. We were planning on being together. I already married her. I'm already divorced from her. She's a demon going to hell. Now...
That's how I feel about all my exes, too. Now, he's got two printouts behind him of girls.
And this over here is Stephanie.
He's pointing to one of them.
Right here. My girlfriend that I've known for about 3 years.
Oh.
And she is a virgin and said that she's been waiting for me to marry me, to have sex with anybody. And then she wants me to be her husband. And she said she owns the Apple company and is a billionaire.
Hmm.
And yet,
sounds legit.
She died and called me on the phone and said she was...
Wait, what? She died and then called you on the phone?
Dead and in heaven. And Jesus was talking to me also, but that's another story. I don't have time to go into that, but...
I think we need to hear this story. Luckily for me and for you, I have his phone number, and I just happen to have a young lady here who wants more information about his church. Hi, my name is Rebecca. My very convincing female voice. Let's see if he falls for it.
Hello?
John?
Yes?
Hi.
Who are you?
Rebecca, can you give me some information about your church?
Sure. Where do you live?
Ohio.
Oh, did you see something about me on Twitter, or where did you learn about me?
I started reading your Twitter sheet.
Oh, yeah, I've been talking a lot on Twitter this...
I need your help, John.
Oh, you need help?
Yeah,
you do?
I need saved.
Oh, okay. Why are you crying?
It's just a lot of stuff.
What?
A lot of stuff. My husband died.
Your husband died?
Yeah.
When?
Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Really? Oh. My church is God's only church.
I'm so funny.
And I really have recorded Jesus Christ even speaking to me for a long time.
Are you married?
No. No, I don't even have a girlfriend.
Really?
You're
so cute.
You think I'm cute? You do?
A little, yeah.
What's your age?
27.
Oh.
I want you inside me.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, that might happen, you know?
Really? Is premarital sex allowed in the church?
Well, it's a sin, but if I have sex with somebody, I'm going to marry that person to me, whoever it is. I have the authority to marry whoever I want to marry.
I'd be okay with that. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm so bad. I shouldn't be talking like this.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I like young women.
Yeah.
And I look, don't you think I look young myself?
You do. What are you, like 30?
No, I'm 59. But...
Oh my God. That's okay. You're still hot. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm saying that to you. It's like, that's so bad. But it's so, I was thinking about you last night. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm saying this. I thought about you last night and I got so like worked up and like wet.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
Well, you're the first one I've really been able to talk to like this for a long time. And I've been looking for a girlfriend for a long time.
Really? I can't believe years, someone hasn't snatched you up.
The devil has been keeping it from happening. Yeah. He even had control of my phone
you
for a long time.
You can snatch me up. My snatch. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so bad.
What do you look like? You're not fat, are you? Or
oh no, what? I've got. I'm a brunette. I'm about 5'7". I weigh about 110 pounds. I'm kind of petite, and I kind of have, you know, bigger breasts. I'm about a C cup, and I shave down there. You know. Completely shaved.
Yeah, okay. Well, you sound
how
good
big
to me.
Are you?
You mean my penis size or
yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
how big is your?
Oh, I have a very big one.
You do?
Know? Yeah.
Is it cut or uncut? Are you circumcised?
No, it's never been cut on.
Do you want to fuck me in my ass, cunt, huh?
No, I only do it in the vagina, you know, because
that's godly.
That's the only right way to
that's
do it.
That's the godly way to do it. You're right. You're so right.
Yeah.
What about?
It's a sin, really. It's a sin to do it the other way, really.
Yeah. Oh,
it's nasty.
See, I'm learning so much. It is messy. It is, especially with me. I've got IBS issues. But listen, what about blowjobs? Is like that okay, or is that bad too?
No, that's also sinning. God made sex for having kids, and that's all, the only reason. But of course, it's for pleasure. Also, would like you to know that God told me that even after I die, I can be married in heaven and have sex in heaven.
Like, even if I'm here and on earth, you can still fuck me from heaven?
Yeah, but you'll be in heaven with me, is what I'm talking about, after you die. And yeah. You'll be my wife there, and then we'll be having sex also.
Oh, my God, we're just going to make a mess of that place. Our juices will be all over up in heaven.
Jesus doesn't even have sex with anyone. He's never had sex with anyone. Yeah.
Why not?
He's never had sex. He made himself into a God that does not have a sexual desire. And I don't even know if he's got a penis. He's got to have a penis, but I guess he doesn't have testicles or something. He probably made himself.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I
heard that you were I don't know if you were engaged or maybe had a girlfriend who was the president of Apple.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about her. But what I want you to know is that God told me I can have more than one wife also.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Wait a second there, bucko. You're going to be fucking around on me?
But
can I have multiple husbands?
I can I can still have sex with you, too. I mean, I have a lot of sperm, okay?
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you have as long as you have enough sperm to go around, then I guess it's okay. Oh, you're disgusting. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
God wants me to have more than one wife because there's a
lot of women like
you. Wait a second.
Oh, hold on. Hold on a second. God's talking to me right now. God said I can fuck around with a bunch of guys, too. I just got that message from him.
No.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. He said, he told me to tell you that I'm allowed to fuck as many guys as I want.
No.
He says I can have like 12 guys.
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. No, that was Satan that told you that.
Oh, my God. Satan's talking to me? Am I possessed?
Yeah, he's pretending to be God.
Oh, my.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Who are you?
What is that?
That was a demon.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a man in your room with you?
No, I'm all by myself. What's going on?
That was a demon.
My four hands on me.
Are you getting possessed?
Help me. I don't know what's going on. Help me do something.
Who are you, demon?
Calls to come.
What?
Help me!
Satan is in her now.
Demon, I command you to come out of her.
She's got a nice body. You're gonna like this, but I'm gonna have her first.
What's happening? Someone's inside me. Someone's touching me. Someone's touching my pussy. The demon's giving me oral or something.
The demon's
licking my pussy. Get him out of me.
Christ, leave now. Amen.
Oh, I think he's starting to leave.
You'll never have her. She's mine.
No, I have her. Not yours.
But it feels so good. I'm going to come. Yeah. I just came. The demon made me come. I think I'm going to have a demon baby. What happened?
What's to happen?
Do something. I don't want to be pregnant with demon spawn. Hello? I'm all alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want me now, do you?
What?
Do you still want me?
Yeah.
Good. Well, you should...
Do you care if I record what we're saying?
Yeah, is that okay? You can record me. I'll record you too. We'll record each other.
A demon was speaking on the phone, and he said he was getting her or something, and she said he was making her have oral sex with him.
He was giving me oral sex, from inside.
Then he stuck his dick in your vagina. Did he make you pregnant? Is that what you said?
I don't feel. It's wet down there, but I think it's just my juices.
Well, you better go get checked by a doctor to be sure.
Do pregnancy tests show demon babies? Like, is it the same thing?
Yes. Yes. And I had a girlfriend one time that wasn't even speaking to me on the phone like we are. And I never heard her speak, but she was typing messages to me in Skype. You know what Skype is?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Anyway, she said the same thing happened to her, and some demon made her pregnant with a demon baby.
Maybe the demons are attached to you. If all these girls that are around you are getting possessed by demons, maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's your fault. Are you doing this? Are you?
No, I'm not doing that. I didn't have sex with anyone.
I'm sitting alone
in my mobile home. I have no way to get to you. I don't even I don't have that power.
You're a homeowner.
Yeah, but you live in another state than I do. I don't have the power to come to the state you're in and have sex with you like that instantly. Did he look like me? You've seen what I look like.
No, he looked like me. He looked really short, like Hervé Villechaize from Fantasy Island for some reason, but he was red, like a charred color.
Yeah, so you know it wasn't me. You've seen a picture of me on Twitter.
Yeah, you don't look like a Hispanic midget, that's for sure.
Well, anyway, this is terrible because you might get pregnant then. Right. And I heard him saying he was having sex with you.
Is abortion okay if it's like if you're impregnated by demons?
What?
Is it okay to have an abortion if you're impregnated by a demon?
Yes, definitely. Do it as fast as you can. Do it immediately because this one woman, the other woman I'm telling you about, her name was Christine Mallard, and she lived in Miami, Florida, and she was my girlfriend and my fiancée.
Chrissy Mallard? I know her. That is so weird.
You know her?
I think so. I think my sister was friends with her.
How is that possible?
Back when we lived near St. Petersburg.
Are you serious?
I'll ask my sister about her.
She's dead now.
Oh, my God. You know how did she die?
I don't know, but I got a phone call from a demon called Von Wolf, and he said, I've got Christine Mallard in jail, in hell.
See, now this kind of makes me scared to be with you, because it seems like every woman around you gets either possessed by the devil or demons or killed. So what are my odds here?
What you don't need to understand is that if you reject me, you will be killed by demons because
Is that a threat? Are you saying if you don't fuck me, you're going to kill me? Listen, asshole.
I'm going to kill anybody.
You just said you're going to kill me if I don't have sex with you. I'm going to call the cops on your fucking ass.
I'm not a demon. I don't have sex with
anybody. I'm so glad we're both recording this phone call so the police know that you're going to kill me if you don't have sex with me. That's great.
No.
You're just like my last boyfriend.
I did not say that. I said
I got it. Listen to me, motherfucker. Don't you threaten me.
I didn't threaten you.
Yeah. That sure sounded like a threat. You dick.
Demons.
Why don't you try? I'm not going to meet you now. Go ahead. Try to kill me, motherfucker. I'm not coming anywhere near your ass. You just ruined the best thing that could have happened to you.
I'm blocking your phone. You're not going to be able to ever call me again. Do you understand that?
Yeah, try to kill me now, asshole.
I'm trying to kill
block
you
me.
Ever.
Block me. Block me. And kiss my black ass.
I don't want anything to do with you, bitch.
Okay, goodbye. I'm a bitch now. Great. That's nice. I hope you talk to your mother like that.
I have nothing to do with you, bitch. You're going to hell.
Oh, I'm going to hell. What, are you going to kill me? You're going to kill me? You're going to send me to hell?
Because it's your son.
That's a threat.
No.
Oh, you're going to be expect a call from the police, motherfucker.
I don't know what the demons are going to do to you.
Hang up now, asshole. Hang up now. Save face. Hang up now. Bitch.
Hang up.
Bitch. Bitch.
Don't call me a bitch.
Devil worshipping bitch. Devil worshipping asshole. Yeah, you go to hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, hang up that phone. In the name that is of all that is holy. Hang up that phone, motherfucker!
You're an unholy bitch!
I'm praying
bitch.
To God right now! I'm praying to God that he kills you! He strikes you down with lightning!
You're in another state. I have no way to even get to you, liar. You're in Ohio, and you're saying I had sex with you?
No, open your ears, asshole! You just said, if I don't have sex with you, you're gonna kill me!
No, I did not. I said demons will kill you. I'm not demons.
Yeah, you're going to send demons to kill me. You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
You're crazy.
I'm not.
Oh my God! I can't believe you! I don't want anything to do with you! Hang up! I'm done with you! We're breaking up! I want a divorce!
I'm not married to you.
Well, you could have been. In my mind, we were married.
No, we're not.
In my mind, we were. Why did you do this to me? I gotta go.
What to you?
Listen, we've all, we both, listen to me. We both said things that we don't mean. I need to calm down. Let me call you in a few hours, and we'll talk this out, okay? Just please don't send demons to kill me.
I'm not sending anybody to do anything to you. I'm just telling you, they are hearing you right now. They know what you're saying and what you're doing. And I have no control of what they do to you.
I'm sorry, baby. I just need to calm down, okay?
Yeah, you do. Get on your knees and pray to God. And
I'll get on my knees and I'll pray to God and I'll suck you dry and everything else. But please, I just have to go, okay? Baby?
Then you don't want me to block you then? You
no,
want to keep talking?
Baby. We can keep talking, honey.
Okay, then.
Okay, we'll talk later.
I haven't had sex with anybody today. I haven't masturbated or anything. So please don't say I did anything to you, okay? Because I haven't.
Okay. All right. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay.
Sweet dreams, baby.
Okay. Be sure and get an abortion tomorrow.
I will get that abortion
first
tomorrow.
Thing
okay.
in the morning.
First thing tomorrow, right before breakfast. I'll get that abortion. Okay, goodbye.
What about this recording? Do you still want me to share it on YouTube
Please,
or not?
Please, go ahead. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Okay, then.
You'll share it. I'll share it. We'll both share it, okay?
Okay, then.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry. It's okay. Bye. Bye, honey.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Sweet dreams.
Bye.
Bye. Another successful phone call on Distorted View Daily. I think we learned a lot today. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Love more than anything is that he started recording the call too and then got my permission and I got his permission, so this is all legit, right? There's no problem with me posting this phone call. Also, I can't wait for his video to pop up on YouTube where he's talking to me. Oh, this is gonna be great. Fine promotion for Distorted View Daily. Listen, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, you're missing out on tons of exclusive content. Every week, we do exclusive shows, extended programs. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we've got an extended show. Then Wednesday, we'll be doing an exclusive program. And Friday will be another exclusive show. Sign up for the Sideshow so you don't miss a thing. It really does help the program out. This is how I make my living. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up, become a member. Get access to all sorts of great content. Actually, over 2,000 programs. Every single episode of Distorted View Daily is available. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, American Apparel is at it again. Specifically, they're at it with their mannequins. And when I say at it, I mean they're applying fake pussy hair to their mannequins. Masters of titillation and seekers of controversy, American Apparel are attempting to pass off their latest publicity stunt as a celebration of female beauty. Mannequins with merkins, that's right, pubic wigs, are on display in the fashion brand's New York store windows. So if you live in New York City, walk on over to American Apparel, get an eye full of fake pussy hair. With a thicket of fake bush protruding past the mannequin's underpants, yes, they're showing off panties, and then popping out from the sides of the panties like a tarantula is the merkin. All right. The scene has unsurprisingly made a splash with passersby stopping to photograph the spectacle. But in a statement to Elle magazine, a representative for the company said they're just trying to honor women in all their ungroomed glory. Quote, American Apparel is a company that celebrates natural gross beauty, and the Lower East Side Valentine's Day window continues that celebration. We created it to invite passers-by to explore explore the idea of what is sexy and consider their comfort with the natural female form. This is the same idea behind our advertisement, or advertisements, which avoid many of the photoshopped and airbrushed standards of the fashion industry. Which leads us to our next promotion after Valentine's Day, Stretch Mark March. Or just Stretch March. All right, so far we have been painting stretch marks on the mannequin. So far we've received positive feedback from those that have commented, and we're looking forward to hearing from more points of views. All right. Given the brand's history of creating a stir, menstruating hairy vagina t-shirts, I forgot that. They're the ones that sold the menstruating hairy vagina t-shirts. I love American Apparel. Topless and bottomless advertisements, as well as claims of sexualization of underage models, one has to wonder about the true intention behind the stunt. Well, whatever their intention was, you fell for it, because you just gave them publicity by doing a whole story about it, you stupid bitch. Sarah Barry. Next story we have for you today. Very angry at her. Breast deodorant is now on sale, ladies. No more stinky tits. I think it has to do more with sweaty boobs, but I like the idea of stinky tits. We've heard about women tattooing their tits, giving their vaginas facials, and buying intimate cleansers. But just when you thought beauty products had reached their limits, out comes breast deodorant. Not one, but three companies are promising their products will eliminate sweaty boobs, or swoobs. Women can now rest easy, promises Fresh Body as it advertises its fresh breast deodorant. I wonder if they're the same people that do Fresh Balls. Isn't that the name of the company, the ball deodorant people? All right, Fresh Breasts. We're replacing swoobs, dreaded boob sweat, with smiles. Klima Health Solutions Bust Dust states on its website that 30% of people worldwide suffer from chest and breast sweating. Bust Dust isn't meant to be just medical. It is a floral citrus-scented powder applied with a puff, which is clearly marketed at all women. However, sweat-absorbing powders are not necessary for the typical woman. That's right. If you're sweating from the boobs, something is wrong with you. So there's Bust Dust, Fresh Breasts, and Boobalicious Breast Deodorant. Although, I don't even think Boobalicious is a real product. It's sold on Etsy. And you can buy it for $8. The breast deodorant for those of us who sweat underneath our breasts and in between. You bet no boob sweat with Boobalicious. It's a handmade item, and it comes in various flavors, like Hills of Honey, Crazy Coconut, and Lickable Lemon. Now, Fresh Breasts you can actually purchase on Amazon. That's a real product. For 3 ounces, it's about $9. So if you have moist mammaries, you've now got some options. Okay, final story we have for you today. Another product for you ladies. Waking up just got fun. A $70 alarm clock doubles as a vibrator. Have trouble waking up in the morning? This might just be the gadget to get you up and at 'em. A smooth, elongated device that looks like a curved iPod. This alarm clock cum vibrator promises to make your mornings happier by waking you up with some good vibrations. Is this a fucking press release or something? I can't believe an actual news organization printed this. Listen, you program the clock to wake you up at the desired hour. Then you choose one of six different vibrating patterns, position the gizmo in your pants, and then you wait. Come morning, the subdued buzzing emanating from your nether regions will be the only indication it's time to wake up. It comes in three different colors. You ladies love your pink and purple, also black. For you fat white chicks. The makers of the device suggest that the one in pink is best for good girls looking for a sexy experience of pleasure. The purple vibrator is not only the most eccentric of the wake-up vibes, but also an icon of inspiration. Look, it's a fucking color! The black version will make you wake up, satisfying your darkest wishes. Glamorous, sophisticated. Are you ready to join the dark side? Racist. The manufacturer insists that even if you move around a lot at night, the vibrator will stay in place as it is shaped to the curves of the female body and it's exceptionally thin. The gadget comes with a rechargeable battery and different kinds of plugs, allowing you to use it all over the world. Oh, like plug into the wall type, like electrical plugs. Okay. I'm not sure. They're talking about fucking vibrators. It seems there really is no excuse for sleeping in anymore. Check out the Wake Up Vibe. I did a quick search on Adam and Eve to see if you could purchase the Wake Up Vibe. It's not for sale yet, but when I searched for that term, something did pop up. The Cobra Libre Head Stimulator. This monstrosity looks frightening. This is actually a male product. I guess it stimulates the head of your dick. Let's see. Slip your super sensitive tip inside the sleeve for high-powered vibration. So you shove your dickhead in this thing. Ridge rubs the bottom of your shaft for extra stimulation. Oh, I guess your whole penis goes in. Vibrations powered by two super strong German motors. Goddamn thing's gonna rip off your dick. Treat yourself to body-shaking pleasure with this amazingly powerful male stimulator that covers your sensitive helmet with overpowering vibrations. Well, doesn't that sound fantastic? Guys, if you want to check it out, go to Adam and Eve. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Get 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Again, go to adamandeve.com. Coupon code FREAK or DV. It's quite a deal. See how I was able to work in a plug for Adam and Eve? Smooth, Tim. Real smooth. All right, that is your distorted news for Monday. I'm retarded. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, I love to hear from my freaks, longtime freaks, frequent callers, but I also like to hear from new listeners or new people who've never called into the voicemail line. I promise I'll be nice to you, at least the first time you call in. 206-666-4463. Call in just to say hi, or maybe you have something to add to a news story or something I played on this show. Let's see what my freaks are up to today.
Jagu Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up. I was just listening to an episode where you openly wondered why Adam and Eve lets you make up your own ad copy for the ads you do for
them.
And
I got to be honest with you. If they gave me stuff to read, I probably wouldn't stick to it. It's just not in my nature.
And I think I have a theory about why they let you get away with that. It's twofold. First of all, you are always very good about pointing out that you made this crap up on your own. You apologize for it. You distance the company from your comments.
Yeah.
You do everything you can to make it very clear that this is your shtick and they're not endorsing it. This gives them a lot of instant distance from the situation.
Callers hate you when you do this, Haley's comment.
And the second part...
This is the type of shit other listeners hate you for.
Part of the reason I think they let you...
You know it all, asshole. I love it, though. Thank you.
...get away with it is to bring in customers.
I do. I mean,
there's people who still advertise on the Rush Limbaugh show, for crying out loud.
That's true.
To a certain extent, people are willing to take a lot of hits to their potential reputation.
You know, I have worked tirelessly to try to get some new... You know, I love Adam and Eve, don't get me wrong, and I would love for them to be a sponsor forever, but I was thinking, oh, I should get some other sponsors. It is very difficult for a show like mine to get sponsors. I finally got one. But they don't give me a promo code. All I can do is fucking advertise it on my website. And no one goes to the website anymore. It's all through RSS feeds and mobile apps and shit like that. The web is over. Mark my words. Tim Henson, internet visionary. The web is dead. I said that in 2014. Mark that down. I'm trying to work this new sponsor to give me a promo code. I think it's something you guys will like. Because you are all dirty freaks. But we'll see what happens. So I finally got someone to say yes. Tim, your website and your show is perfect for us, and I gotta get a promo code because that's the only way people will use it. I'm not gonna be clicking on goddamn links from the website. Dumb.
Hey Tim, this is Clown Shoe. Howard likes to come on my tongue and watch me squeeze it through my teeth. I hope it gets stuck to the roof of my mouth.
I need to figure out a new segment to replace this voicemail line segment.
Oh, yeah, tasty treat.
This is awful.
Smacking good. You download the Android app, CB, you can go on it and talk to Howard, one for the road in Channel 19. He's a homosexual.
I don't know what that was all about.
Did you go Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling?
Again, two from you today?
I'm listening to the episode that features the guy who starts throwing up while trying to do the garlic challenge.
Yeah.
Eating 50 cloves of garlic. I don't normally enjoy the vomit videos you play. Normally, I just fast forward through them. No,
really?
I'm not asking you to stop playing them, because I know there are people who do enjoy them. I'm not a schnook. But that one had me laughing my ass off, because my wife and I, we go through garlic like crazy.
I love garlic.
We buy the big jars of minced garlic, the huge one,
yeah, yeah.
You only find in the international food section, along
yes.
with all of the Italian food. And this guy also, he doesn't know the secret to successfully completing the garlic challenge. I've done the garlic challenge before. It's not actually all that hard, because the trick is, to do the garlic challenge successfully, you just swallow the cloves of garlic. You don't stop to chew them.
Oh.
Garlic is healthy. It's perfectly...
Okay, all right, thank you, Jesus Christ. It's like the Haley's Comet show. He tricked me, though. He called in with a different phone number. I'm usually pretty good about spotting duplicates and stuff, but this one, you know, called in with a different phone line.
Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hello?
Lifetime potato.
Oh, boy.
I want my...
Just to prepare you guys for what's coming, this is a 6-minute phone call.
Potato. You shall fix potato.
I'm giving this 10 more seconds. If he says potato one more time, that's it.
I am nothing without potato.
All right. And finally today...
Hey, Jimmy Boo. David from Canada. Big fan.
That's it? That's all you had to say? Well, thank you. Short and to the point. I kind of like that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. It was a very good program up until this last segment. All right, I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Oh, God.
Your shit is my shit, bitch.
You got her.
We really do need some new voicemail callers in, please. Put me out of my misery. Just call in and say something. Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. It's very important you get on iTunes and you give us a nice 5-star rating. Maybe write a couple words in, you know, a review. That really does help us out. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
So I guess it's goodbye, brother. Goodbye, rock and roll. Yeah.